Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Love. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 34, look at it again. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, everybody say, by this. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Hallelujah. What's the most important thing on this planet? People. Human beings. Amen? And how are we to treat these human beings? With love. Does that mean you always do everything they ask you to do? No. But it means you're concerned about what's best for them. Right? Sometimes you have to be straight with people to help them. Love will give you a spanking. Right? Love will ground you. Love will make itself uncomfortable and will put up with you not liking me if it'll cause you to turn out good. Amen? Real love. True love. The real love of God. That's what we're talking about. Go with me, please, to the 15th chapter. Now, I think I'm winding up with this. I wanted to lay a foundation this evening. John 15. 15:9. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. It doesn't just happen automatically, does it? He's charging us to continue in it, to live in it, stay in it. Verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Skip down to verse 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. If you keep his commandment, and all the commandments are summed up in the commandment. Hold your place here and go to 1 John. This will make it clearer. 1 John and 3, I believe it is. 1 John 3:22. 1 John 3:22 says, whatever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and we do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should what? Believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and what? Love one another as he gave his commandment. All the commands are summed up in these two things. Faith and love. That'll keep you busy all day long. Won't it? If in every situation you respond in faith and in love. And if you do that, you are keeping his commandment like the Master Jesus kept the Father's commandments, and you will abide in his love. Now that covers a lot of ground. It's more than just you walking in love with other people. It is you experiencing the manifested love of God for you and to you. When God is fully pleased with you, because you're walking in faith and love all the time. Faith and love is preeminent in your every breath. And you're fully pleasing him with this, then He causes you to know it. Have any of you that have walked with the Lord for a length of time, have there been times in your life where you just knew that you knew God was pleased with you? You knew it? You're experiencing, you're abiding, you're living in the manifested love. It doesn't get any better than that. I mean, the more you live in this manifested love, the greener the grass gets, the better the birds sound, the easier it is for you to get out of bed in the morning, the less it bothers you about your hair. Or anything else. We're talking about this higher dimension of life. Amen. Abiding, living, dwelling in this love. He said, if you keep my commandment, and this is my commandment, love each other like I have loved you, then you will live in this love. So you don't just live in Fort Worth. You don't just live in Detroit or Chicago or wherever. You live in here. You know what I mean by that? Your state of spirit, your state of heart, and your state of soul and mind is where you live. That's why people are so disappointed when they think, well, if I could move, you know, to the Keys, if I could get my condo down in Hawaii, if I could get this, if I could get my boat and I could retire, then I'm going to be happy. No, you can't enjoy anything unless this is right in here. You can't enjoy a condo in Hawaii. I mean, you can be sitting in the midst of paradise geographically and be in a dark cave inside yourself, miserable. And here's the revelation. It's so simple, but we've missed it so many times. The key to living in this great love is loving other people. It's giving. Now back up and I'll show you. Jesus said it right here. Let me start reading again from verse 9. As the Father has loved me, where are you at? I'm in Big John. John 15. John 15, 8. 9, I'm trying to say. What are you laughing about? As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. What's the instruction? Continue, stay in this love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide or stay or live or dwell in my love. Is that where you want to be? Yes. More than in any house or in any state or in any place, this is where you want to be. Huh? Living in the manifested love of God, that's what heaven is made out of. Hallelujah. And we can experience the first fruits. Romans talks about of our full inheritance. Now, we don't have the full thing, but we can have a foretaste of it. Of what? Of heaven. It's not just the pearly gates or the streets of gold that make heaven heaven. It's God. Hallelujah. And we got Him now. He's in us. Hallelujah. And the more of this we walk in, the more seamless the transition will be, whether we live out our life and die or whether the trumpet sounds and we're changed. It'll be seamless. It'll just be more of the same wonderful love we begin to tap into down here. Seeing this in and on us is what will make people want to get saved. They can't get this anywhere else. Cannot. He went on to say, even as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love, these things have I spoken to you, what? That my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. It's going to take us a little bit to get to this. But I'm willing to work with it if you are. Are you? This is absolutely wonderful. Wonderful. This is the key to fullness of joy. Amen. And it's the thing the devil told you would make you unhappy. Lying rascal that he is, we should have known. If he said it was that way, it had to be the opposite. This loving each other, this getting in this frame of heart and mind, just like the Master, he lived to give. He came and willingly and gladly gave himself for us. Amen. Didn't he? That's him. That's who he is. That's what he is. If you say, I am a Christian, I am an anointed one like him, you're saying, that's my core. I live to give. And I will gladly lay myself down and what I have for somebody else. And that is what makes you full of joy. But people don't believe that. Do they? That is the key to his joy being in us and our joy being absolutely full. Now, we've tapped into some of this to some degrees. Have you ever given something to somebody that you really, really liked, but it made you happier when it left? Yeah. Huh? I mean, your flesh liked it, but oh, it just... You're experiencing a level of joy that that thing couldn't give you. We're touching on it now. I think I've told this here before, but I'll tell it again in closing. I want to get to the rest of it, but I can't. Not right now. It's going to take us a little bit. This is something you're going to have to believe God with me for. Can you? Yes. Can you stay hooked with me? Yes. We got to build on this. This has got to build up in your spirit because we're dealing with centuries of deception and lies in this area. And even though you hear it, it's like you know, and something deep down inside you knows there's something there you're not quite good to put your hand on, but it's not up to the surface yet. I want us to stay with it till it starts springing out. Starts coming up out. It'll change the way you live forever. It'll take the caps and limitations off of your ability to believe for some things.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Love, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks to God who gives me life.